like this. Like to put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt.
Welcome to the Monday Media Podcast. It's your boys. Well, it's Jake and Sarah from Ribbon Farm. So we've got a substantial amount of good music to jaw about, and we're just gonna hop right into it, I think.
Awesome.
So Ninja Sex Party, a band with a name that begs to be taken seriously, has released a second cover album that is fantastic.
It is well selected. They chose excellent songs.
Oh, absolutely. They are dorks. So, you know, they have, having good taste in music is pretty much required to function. But yeah, no, it's like 80s, like just good 80s, late 70s songs. And you're just like, God damn it. How is one, the guy who dresses like a gay superhero and a guy who dresses like a ninja this good at this? But, you know, whatever. And also, it helps that, like, Danny has a really, really good voice, and they have their touring band is called Tupperware Remix Party.
Nice.
They have, like, it's like three dudes in Gwar style mascot outfits, but they're fucking insane.
Nice.
They're also Canadian, which is, I mean, you know.
Oh.
You never know what to expect from the fucking Canadians, yeah. Especially when they're musicians.
Yeah.
It's either Brian Adams or dudes in suits. But yeah, this is a fun album. The last album, it was real good, and everyone was kind of like, are they going to cover like more 80s, like more like notable 80s jams? And they did. They got Toto, they got Africa by Toto, Heat of the Moment by Asia, and You Spin Me Round, and you're just like, all right, well, this is perfect.
that awesome Moody Blues song, was it Your Wildest Dreams?
It's Your Wildest Dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. That's a great song.
It's like, it's one of those things where it's, go ahead.
One of the YouTube comments was a kid who'd never heard this song before, and it was the first time they'd ever heard it.
Oh my God.
That's a good introduction. I'm glad they're sharing these very important sort of 70s, 80s prog rock songs with kids.
Yep. It's important to share with the young the traditions of the old, aka songs by Toto and Asia.
Yeah, exactly. The ancient traditions.
The ancient traditions
of our people.
Oh God. But yeah, no, it's good. They have an Elton John cover, which is one of those things where it's like, Elton John is a dude who you generally don't cover.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's like they've done two covers like that. And they did a Pink Floyd cover and Elton John cover. And it's like, those are like two bands that are like, all right, you get to try real hard to make this good.
And I think there's a Rush cover on there.
They've done two Rush covers
ambitious.
Now.
Yeah, that's an ambitious cover.
Mm-hmm. It's especially the two they've done. They did like Limelight, and they did shit. Anyway, doesn't matter. But yeah, like fucking yeah. Rush covers in general also very iconic sound there. But yeah, the Rocket Man cover for this one's pretty good. I mean, given the other metric for Rocket Man covers was fucking William Shatner. So. But yeah, this is a fun album. It's Under the Covers 2. They're trying to think. There's Yeah, no, this is just all pretty fucking good. Their Def Leppard cover is good. Also, one of the things, you don't expect Def Leppard covers to exist, really.
Indeed.
Like, you're like, oh man, Def Leppard, there's that band from the 80s that, why would you cover them? But they do a pretty okay job.
They're so good. I love Def Leppard.
Def Leppard is pretty fun.
Yeah.
But like, it's one of the, like, I don't think the demand for Def Leppard covers is super high.
No.
Like, with the rest of these songs, I could see it, like, especially like, you know, Africa. That's like a very, mm-hmm. like, even now insinuated in pop culture song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least with people like in our age bracket, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So the olds. Because I guarantee, like, if you know anyone like late 20s to maybe late 30s, you could say one line from Toto's Africa and they could probably tell you the next one.
Indeed. And then they'd have it stuck in their head for a month.
Yeah. Which is worth it. That's why you got to do it to everyone at all times for no reason.
All the other albums are mostly hip hop. And so I don't know what genre you call them, but they're not like this album. I listened to this one last and Africa came on and I was just kind of expecting the drop. Like I wasn't expecting a note for note cover of Africa.
Where's
to be
the sample?
Song. Like, exactly.
How much of Africa did they sample for this song?
Really?
Yeah. I was just excited. I was very excited this album came out. Like, it was just one of those things where it was just like, cause I, Under the Covers one was good. Ninja Sex Party in general has been pretty good. Like, they're not, obviously they're a band called Ninja Sex Party. And they have songs about dumb shit, but they're funny. Like, they are, they're entertaining dudes. Like, the first time I saw them, I think they had like this, there was like a video of a live performance at like a breast cancer thing.
Nice.
And there's a song. It's like the chorus of the song. One of the guys is named Brian. The chorus of the song is like, Brian has an STD and that's it. And I'm just like, how did you get, like, it's like you managed to insinuate yourself into some kind of charity situation. they're good. They're a good band. They're fun. This cover album's good. It's on all your streaming services. It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify, etc. You can get it from, I think you can buy a physical CD and you get a poster with it, maybe. I'm not sure. But the poster is the CD cover, which is magnificent, to be honest. It's those two underwater and Ninja Brian is giving you the finger. It's very classy.
Nice.
But yeah, it's $10. It's a good album. If you like the other one, you'll like this one almost certainly. The next album, I was actually particularly excited about this because it is like a low-key reunion of an old rap group. This is Heavy Metal Kings, Black God, White Devil.
Yo, float in your home with an exploding drone. Blow up your dome with an exploding phone. Float in your home with an exploding drone. Blow up your dome with an exploding phone. Float in your home with an exploding drone. Blow up your dome with an exploding phone. Float in your home with an exploding drone. Blow up your dome with an exploding phone.
Medical students, ex-cons, sets to med unions. We never waste the aprons here, only for head shootings. Text Watson, 80 shots till the head's drooping. Make your skull a whoop and exhume your neck, Susan. Drain your plasma like pool filters, a true mitzvah. Suzuki sidekick getting throw from two sixes. Some Gucci frames like Dana Dan and I make it rain. Extended clips, I promise you I hit a major vein. Tough sweaters, guard reckless and drug getters. Carve yourself a bellum, fill it with chop meat like stuffed peppers. Send the black, sit with scimitars from a killer's car. Got the Lamar order bagged up in the winter bars. We sell Satan, carry the same pain as Larry David. Same gimmick as Larry David.
Which, a very ambiguous title, but actually just referring to guns and coke.
Nice.
This is another fantastic fucking album. This is a very like East Coast aggressive, angry fucking hip hop album.
Yeah.
It's so Heavy Metal Kings is Ill Bill and Vinnie Paz's group. Because they like out of nowhere, they like on, I think it was either a Vinnie Paz or an Ill Bill album, they had a song called Heavy Metal Kings. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, holy shit, you guys are good together. And then they were like, let's make an album.
Nice.
And like their first album was like, they're both, Paz and Bill are both like huge metal fans. So their first album was like super like 80s metal satanic. It was great.
Nice.
And it was just like they had like a guy dressed up like King Diamond in one of their videos, and you're just like, this is fucking rad. But they brought like a similar level of like brutality, and of course they've got like a song named after a metal band on here, Merciful Fate. But yeah, it's real good. And the guy that got on a lot of features is why I was like low key super excited, was Gore-Tex. And that dude is mad all the fucking time.
Yeah, I agree with it. It's East Coast aggressive, very high energy. It's not like chill out mellow.
No, there's no amount of like relaxing with this. It's a fun album, and it's like it's all super super violent, which is great. Like and like you know that sounds like oh not great, but it's great. It's yes. Fucking great.
Yeah.
I'd say like. Also, they're like the first people to sample a Trump speech and not be cringy about it.
Yeah, their samples are great.
Yeah. So most of this is produced by Ill Bill himself. Some are produced by Necro and some are produced by Stoop, which is the producer for Jedi Mind Tricks, which is Vinny Paz's other group. Nice. And nice. But yeah, like the Bad Hombres sample is just like, this is perfect. Holy shit. Like,
nice.
I will say this, like, sampling a seated president, you know, fucking bold move. You do it well. It's great. Because I don't know, like, it was like, I can only think of one other time when it was, like, not super cringy and weird. And that was, like, in the 90s.
Yeah. Or, do you know,
that was, it was an industrial band.
What is it? Emergency Broadcast. What's his name? He was a video artist and he did a lot of sampling of, Emergency Broadcast Network. I want to say EBN is his name.
Okay.
And he did a lot of sampling of just like mainstream news programs. That was his main thing. And making like techno and sort of hip-hop-ish stuff out of every Neat. President together. And yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah,
I'll check that out. That sounds fucking rad. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that was like, Ministry he was working mostly late 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. Ministry was the group I'm thinking of. New World Order.
Yeah, yeah.
With the classic Bush 1 speech.
Yeah.
Where he talks about a new world order briefly.
Yeah, that one's good.
What a classy guy. Mm-hmm. Bush Sr. Definitely not the guy who mm-hmm. shot Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Totally not. yeah, no, this is a fun album. Like I said, Bad Hombres is a fucking, it's just a really, really, really good track. You're just like, why is, cause like, as soon as like, I'm at the point where someone samples a politician or like is like mm-hmm. overtly like using their voice in something, I'm like, please don't be shitty and annoying and for normals. And this is like, no, this is just sampling Trump saying Bad Hombres and them nice. Talking about violence. And it's great.
Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, no, and it's fucking like they've kept like the vaguely satanic themes, which is great. Like Black Mass Lucifer's on here and fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man,
I like the song about drones.
That's Killing Tech, Killing Technology. Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. Gore-Tex is on that one. That one's fucking fun. If you enjoyed this album, you might like the group Ill Bill and Gore-Tex were in before called Nonfiction.
Nice.
They were like a conspiracy rap group before it was.
That's awesome.
Super cool to be weird and kind of vaguely into conspiracies.
Nice.
AKA Immortal Technique.
Nice.
But yeah, no, like they had like, I mean, like their lead single from their first, their only big album was The CIA Is Trying to Kill Me.
That's awesome.
Which is like, this is a fantastic song.
He's like, no, literally the CIA is trying to kill me.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
That's awesome.
And they have like, they have black helicopters and stuff like that. They're great. They are great. It's a great album. It's The Future Cool. Is Now. And I recommend that to anybody. If you like Ill Bill or Jedi Mind Tricks or anything like that, everyone go listen to Nonfiction and you'll be fucking thrilled, especially if you like this album where and like the Gore-Tex features. Cause yeah, it was Nonfiction was Sabacc Red, Ill Bill and Gore-Tex. And they are all fucking deeply insane and great. Sabacc Red is a little more true believery than the other two. Uh-huh. Like he's very like, I'm the political one.
Nice.
But Bill and Gore-Tex make up for it by rapping about being in the Illuminati and things. You're just like, all right, cool. We got him. Boom, nailed it. Actually, Ill Bill has an album with the guy we're going to talk about next. So next up, Ill Bill has an album with DJ Muggs. It has a old school Johnny Quest style cartoon, but it's about a guy who discovers that reptilians are real.
Nice.
It's fucking rad. It's like four of the songs make up one like 20-minute video. It's super, I'll link it to you. It's fucking rad.
Cool.
Anyway, so the next album, I was kind of very excited about this because this dude is a funny dude and I've seen him be a good rapper, but his previous album wasn't super special. This is fucking rad.
Yeah, this is my favorite one of the week. I love this one.
So DJ Muggs and Mayhem Loren, Gems from the Equinox.
Fuck these niggas. Yo. Take the trash out, take the mask out, take the gloves out, fucking take the snubs out. Niggas act crazy and we kill them. Son, they gotta pay the funeral home to bill them. Take the trash out, take the mask out, take the gloves out, fucking take the snubs out. Niggas act crazy and we kill them. Son, they gotta pay the funeral home to bill them. Fuck these bitch niggas, some gotta die, it's all basic. One shot'll take a man out, it's not wasted. Niggas act crazy and niggas gotta go. Shoot them in the face, leave them 6 feet below. I'm all about peace, I go to war to keep my peace. Why the fuck you think I keep my peace, Don't ever take kindness for weakness. This Mac 10 will show you just how cold the streets is. Fuck around, catch a hollow tip heart attack. Let the chrome turn you right to an artifact.
Holy shit, this is great.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. It's really consistent, like every song is good.
Yep, there's no dip in quality or anything. It's like, because DJ Muggs is a good producer. I mean, that's like, if you're not familiar, that's the guy who's like Cypress Hill's DJ for years.
Yeah, he's great.
He is.
I love Cypress Hill too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, Cypress Hill was the first, I think it was the first rap CD I ever owned was Black Sunday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, thousands of years ago.
Was pretty political, like before.
Yeah.
In the sort of
the 90s gangster rap way.
And it kind of became, I think it was sincere, and then it kind of became a joke that his sample in there about the Constitution is printed on hemp paper, or that would be what your political stoner friend would be telling you.
Yeah. But man, I forgot about that.
Little less edgy now that it's like legal for, I don't know.
Right.
Half the states,
you know, 93, you know.
At the time it was
it was wild shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, fucking, I was like, I mean, they came off of like their second album with the, like, they got big off How I Could Just Kill a Man, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh man, Insane in the Brain is a thing that everyone knows forever now.
And it's so funny that, like, you know, how that was like a diss track of, what is it?
Ice Cube.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was, what's his name? He's like not even famous anymore, but it was just sort of this perfect track that ended up like everything coming together. I think the kind of the original meaning maybe was lost. Like I was kind of surprised looking it up and like, oh, like that's what that's about.
Which track? I'm trying to.
Insane in the Membrane.
I know Insane in the Membrane was a fucking diss track. I had no idea.
I can't think of the guy's name because he's so not famous. He was famous like in the 80s.
Oh shit.
He has one of those names where it's about how you're fat. Like he's like a fat MC, but it's Chub Rock, right. something like that.
Oh, Chub Rock! Holy shit! That's the weirdest rap beef on the planet.
I know.
Because Chub Rock is I know him from one song.
Yeah, I know, I'm not 100% sure that's who. We could look it up right now, and with the magic of the internet, but
it's okay. It's that's
to be totally wrong with folklore.
That's the wildest shit on the planet. If that's like, if that is a thing, because like I know Chub Rock from a song with MC fucking Search,
right?
Like the most, like, you know what song I'm talking about? Back to the Grill.
I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe I know that, so, I heard it.
It was Back to the Grill. It's a great song, but it's MC Search, Chub Rock, another dude, and like a 16-year-old Nas.
Nice.
And you're just like, huh?
That's a good lineup.
It's a great spread of like weird MCs in the 90s.
Yeah.
Fucking strange. But like, you know.
Anyway. Yeah.
That, man, I'm just fucking blown away that there's like weird folklore behind a song I've known since I was a child.
I know. Yeah. And it's such a perfect song.
It is.
I think one of my jobs in high school was like teaching sort of cheerleading dance to little kids. And I think I had them dance to that song before I'd really like listen through the
Jesus.
Whether it was appropriate.
I mean, it's mostly appropriate.
It's really not that bad. And I also think it's interesting he brags about the 92 Cat, like a 92 Cadillac. And mm-hmm. That's a car that's never been uncool since that song came out.
That's true. They've made a car permanently cool.
It's still cool. It never got less cool to drive a 92 Cadillac.
No, that is still like, like factually a cool thing to do.
Yes.
Is pay a lot of money for gasoline. But you look fucking rad.
Exactly.
Yeah, damn it. That's funny. So bringing it to the album we're talking about. The Gems from the Equinox is like fucking back to front good.
Yeah.
And like if we got a show like a late great Sean Price fucking feature on here. Mr. Motherfucking Esquire on here. Fucking, of course, Bronson, obviously. It's all just fucking great. Like the Shea Stadium, 151, Szechuan Peppercorns all have like Bronson on them and they're fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Szechuan Peppercorns is my favorite track on here, but they're all really good.
Yeah. It's a good track. Red Drum and Murder Rap back to back were pretty much like, I was kind of surprised at actually how aggressive it was because the rest of the album mm-hmm. is pretty, like it's up there, but like these two are like bam bam, you're like, oh cool, what's Mayhem Loren can be an angry rapper, this is great
indeed.
And then Be Real on the last track, which is fucking thank god. I mean, if DJ Muggs is making something, Be Real is gonna be on it.
Yeah.
What was funny was so there was a Be Real has a YouTube show now. It's all he does is he invites rappers over to his car in his garage. And they smoke weed in his car.
Nice.
And then they talk about stuff.
He's like your competition, is what you're saying.
Yeah. But Be Real. That's the level. At the point where we are like getting rappers into cars to get high and talk about stuff. Awesome. I will gladly like be Real's competition. That is fucking nuts.
Nice.
But yeah, no fucking, this week I had like a high mark. I was very excited. One of my favorite, like one of the few YouTubers I really actually like followed me on Twitter, followed my normal account on Twitter.
Nice.
And I was like, oh no, what have you done? I'm a monster here. Don't follow me here. Follow my other account. Follow my show. don't look at me here. This is where I say bad things about people.
Indeed. Yeah, it's always embarrassing when people don't want to. Yeah, it's like, well, what's the interesting thing? The interesting thing is your like real shitposting account, not so much your proper.
Right. You know, I mean, like we do a fair amount of shitposting on the damn Woods account, but like it's for a reason. There's a theme there.
Yeah.
The other account, like the, you know, like my main Twitter account, I am just like, it's a shitpost ceaselessly. And I'm like, no, don't look at me. This is an awful private space, a private public space. But yeah, so yeah, I'm actually going to like I'm low key already trying to get him on the show.
Nice.
But yeah, no, this is a good album. It's like I said, front to back, real fun, real like DJ Muggs production good. Mayhem Loren is a good MC, and fucking I'm glad he. I don't know if his first album was just like a bad producer or just a subpar producer, but it was just not good. This is like a fucking fun album and you should listen to it. Everyone, it's on all your services, etc.
My main use case for music is listening to it like while I go running.
Right.
And all of these tracks are excellent running tracks.
Nice.
I think it's not like in the background. It's like, it fills your consciousness and your body. I mean, it's kind of like dancing, but mm-hmm. more stupid. It's like a stupid version of dancing, but
a directional version of dancing.
Yeah. but these are great songs for that use case.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and it's pretty rare. Like it's hard to like, I don't add new music to my running mix very often, but these songs are great.
Mm-hmm. I imagine like whenever I've lifted or whatever, I usually had like, I think it was like hip hop for cardio. And then like full tilt, retarded, dumb, non-thinking death metal for lifting.
Yes.
And I'm just like, yeah, I want to hear about Vikings murdering a bunch of dudes while I lift this heavy thing and wonder what it would be like if I were born in the Viking Age and then not immediately dead.
I think if I ever did recreational testosterone, I would give that a try.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's like, I'm trying to think, my lifting playlist was like almost all like Amon Amarth and a bunch of other dumb shit. Anyway, next thing from a listener, from our boy Pax, friend of the show, one of our backers, Black Line, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities. Very on-brand title for the show.
Indeed.
So this is fucking, what was his name? Boop, boop, boop. It's Douglas McCarthy. It's the guy from Nitzer Ebb. This is his new art industrial project, experimental industrial project. So it was like, it's like a small, like a core, like him and a couple other people, and then every track is a different collaborator. And this is fucking weird. I mean, it's experimental industrial, but it's fucking weird. I'm trying to think. I'm not the biggest Nitzer Ebb fan. Like, I wasn't like a huge, like, my appreciation of industrial and like EBM stuff was like, you know, dip like the toe in, like a little bit of stuff. Like, I'm not like full tilt, like all the way. I haven't found, you know, groups that are like still recording from Mexico right now on the run from the law or something. But this is a good album. I would not, I would not use this for anything that required you to not think about the album.
Yeah, it's not like background music for doing yoga.
No.
I want to meet the person who does yoga to this, though.
I'm not sure I want to meet that person. To be honest, that'd be a little bit weird. I don't know. So I've never, confession, obviously, as a very large frost giant from Alaska, I've never done yoga.
Oh, yoga's great.
Yeah, no, I hear a lot of good things. Also, never. Yeah.
I could do some yoga to the next one we're going to talk about, but yeah, not so much this album. But it is beautiful music, like especially the. Like I kind of hate the guy's voice, and I don't fault him for it. You know, do your thing.
Yeah.
But I love the background music and the production so much. I just want to like edit him out.
Yeah, his voice is not. He is not a great singer.
Yeah.
But the overall production, the overall sound is definitely worth a listen. I would say, I'm trying to think of like, I went through. I've talked about this on the show before. I went through this. I have a friend who was in like a moon cult.
Nice.
And I went to
of course,
like.
Of course you do.
Yeah, because it's Alaska. and it's not like they don't call it a cult or church. It's just a bunch of people who meet up and are like dollar store neo-pagans.
Awesome.
And not like the fun variety where they're like nude in public and or nude out in the woods and maybe sacrificing goats. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they get down. But. More like the kind of paganism you sell to like middle class white ladies.
Awesome, that's my demographic.
There you go. Like this is
yeah.
You need to find you a moon cult, obviously. that's the one. But it was like I engaged those people and I was just like, these people seem like they listen to like Enya, but not ironically.
That's awesome.
A lot.
And so they're more like. They're more like the chanting and holding hands in the woods and reading off a pre-printed paper rather than sacrificing goat. Yeah,
which is like, that seems, I mean, you know, if you're gonna do that, you might as well like go sacrifice a goat and drink its blood and have a good weekend, you know, for God's sake. But you know, it's, you're not gonna sell like white middle class ladies on that.
No, well, it depends on the, but yeah, no.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Majority of them,
I
think.
If you tell them, you know what? Tell them it's anti-aging, and they'll be all over the goat sacrifice and drinking the goat blood.
Oh, yeah, no. This will make you look like you're 25, goat blood everywhere. just embrace the black metal life. You will never age. Just look at Varg.
It might work. You never know. What's well, true? Obviously not.
But yeah, no, so this is like, I'm trying to think, it's like, I like, every time I think of like Moon Cult yoga stuff, I'm reminded of that one Enigma song that everyone knows, cause it was on the Pure Moods like TV commercial in the 90s where it's just like, hey,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I remember that.
Everyone
remember
knows that song.
The
classic jam by Enigma.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How funny.
This album is nothing like any of that.
No, it's not like that.
But yeah, it's a, like I said, experimental is a very apt descriptor for it. It's very strange. It like, it doesn't stray from like industrial, but it does stray to like different parts of industrial. So like toward the end, it gets to like the weird, like ambient side of it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like in toward the middle, it's like, oh, here's a little like almost dancey track. And you're like, oh, it's fucking all right. Cool. It's fun. It's a fun one. But yeah, this is not something you can get, just kind of like engage willy nilly and just have on while you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
You need to like kind of,
well, especially while you're trying to read or write.
I'd imagine this would not be great for that. Yeah, no, but it's fun. It's on Bandcamp. We'll link it. It's $10. If this is up your alley, you know, encourage them with money. Encourage all these people with money if they're up your alley, obviously. But yeah, Black Line, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities, which is great. It's a fun experience of fucking weird, dorky industrial sound. And the last album, I was kind of excited about this because Grammatic is a great producer.
Yeah.
And so Recoil is his newest EP. It's all features. It's all him with another artist. And in true Grammatic style, it's like this weird kind of glitch funk album.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though.
It is. Like it's a gorgeous album. It is pretty high energy, which is, you know, also par for the course for Grammatic. Mm-hmm. But something else Grammatic does I really like is he releases all his music for free and manages to make a living off of it. Like proving that you can, which is great. It's like, I'm always happy when artists are like, hey, you can do this without, you know, involving the government or involving a massive label. And I'm just like, good job. Keep it up.
Like, they make money touring, you said?
Makes money for touring, makes money on sales. I think people like end up buying his merchandise because they're like, well, your music is free. So give me a shirt or I'll buy a shirt or something. Yeah. Which is great. And like I said, he's like, he tours the entire fucking planet now. So it's like, all right, go fucking good job, bud. And he keeps making like relevant, weird little LPs or EPs, like at least one a year. And they're all pretty fucking great. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is a, I'm going to pull up the track list. Because I've actually never heard of almost anyone on this album besides him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like he's got like you know, like Branks. Oh, actually, I've heard a Balkan beat. And then he's got Talib Kweli on there. So never mind, I've heard of them. Yeah. But yeah, I've heard of Balkan beat, but like Anomaly, Branks, Galactic Marvel, Kevin or Eric Krasno, and yeah. I've never heard of any of those dudes.
No.
They're all out of fucking nowhere weird. And you know, well, Talib Kweli, when he's not being like up his own ass, is a good MC.
Yeah.
He is, however, very easy to make mad on the internet, which is kind of funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, he gets mad online very quickly.
Nice.
You know, he believes in stuff. He's like, oh, I have very sincerely held beliefs, and the internet's like, I don't. You know?
Yeah.
And when those powers combined. But yeah, this guy's got like 13 fucking albums. You can actually, it's like 40, you can get it for like $40 or 21. 21 albums for $40 is not a bad look if you like this guy's music. But yeah, no, he's fucking fun. You can get it for free at his website, grammatic.net. This album is very good. It's very chill. And like I said, it's like if you like, I'd say, shit, what is that glitch group that's relatively well known? Fuck. I've forgotten. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Anyway, if you like glitch or like kind of electron or like newer, like new disco or even like anything with like a vague funk inspiration, this is kind of in your wheelhouse, I'd say. Yeah. I'm trying to think. That's really about it. Nothing super exciting this week. Otherwise, no big trailers, no big movies. I did watch Blade of the Immortal this week, which was an experience. It's a samurai movie, and it's Takashi Mike. I don't know how to say his name. It's Miyake, got two eyes and
yeah,
Miyake. Okay, yeah. That dude, he's wild as hell. And Blade of the Immortal,
amazing.
Yeah. So it's his new movie though.
And it's fucking, I haven't seen it.
It's real good. Heads up. But yeah, we'll probably talk about that in a future episode because it's like I'm pretty excited about it. But yeah, in case you were curious, just preliminary review, it's fucking good.
Cool.
I mean, that guy, it's hard for that guy to fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you've seen like 13 Assassins or trying to think what his other really well known stuff over here is. 13 Assassins is like his most well known thing over here, right?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I don't even think of any of his stuff as well known.
Relative. So 13 Assassins came out within the last 2 years, though. That's actually a pretty well worth watching movie. If you like old samurai flicks, this is kind of like a weird, like almost like love letter to them, but also here's a bunch of weird body horror. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's what you're signing up for with this stuff.
Yep. Yeah, you're not.
weird body horror.
Like the crux of Blade of the Immortal is this dude gets cursed by a witch and he just cannot die.
Nice.
And like he wants to quite often, but he just can't.
Yep.
And so he ends up.
So it's relatable.
Yeah. You're just like, fucking, I get you, bud. Good looking out. but yeah, no, it's fun. It's a good movie. Very, very Takashi Miike or Mike or whatever.
Mm.
Old Takashi Mike, I'm gonna call him from now on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a good movie. Sarah, where can we find you?
I blog at ribbonfarm.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter. My account is Sarah Doing Thing. Because things wouldn't fit.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking Twitter just cursed again. Yeah. You can make your name 50 characters long now.
Yeah, I haven't experimented. I've seen some of the kids doing that.
The children are up to no good.
Yeah.
No, I've seen a number of people. I'm just like, oh, why are you like what? Twitter is finding new ways to ruin itself and just like,
oh yeah.
Man, the 280 character limit upgrade is not good.
Yeah.
And the 50 character name upgrade, not good.
It's been so long since I've done something that isn't just a complete abandonment of what the platform was about and what made it good. Like they did, like maybe, and I think it makes sense that they just stumbled onto something and they had no idea what made it work and what made it good. Like, and they're just trying stuff, and it's almost like biological evolution. Like almost every change is going to be, you know, deleterious, but they're just trying stuff, trying to evolve. I don't know what's going on.
They're not doing a great job of evolving. No. That's for sure.
Yeah. But I don't think I really understand why it worked in the first place. So I don't expect the proprietors of Twitter to either.
Right. I speculate it was like a vague non-interference with like user interaction. And then also the character limit was good.
Yeah.
Like it made people like, granted there's people who always do like the Twitter thread thing, which is like, all right, pal, fucking dial it back, friendo. Unless you have like a real funny story, then it's like, all right. But if you're being serious on the internet, I need you to dial it back. There's like, that's what blogs are for. Now it's like fucking everyone who's using 280, you know what to think. You're like, man, you are just fucking, you're doing it, and you are part of the problem.
And people are saying like, oh, it's the, we don't have the attention span. It's like, no, it's not a tweet at that point. Like,
right.
If you're suddenly writing like 10 line haiku, it's not that haiku have destroyed my attention span. It's that it's not a haiku.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking ruined by haikus forever.
Yes.
How many syllables is this? I don't know, like 50. Fuck it. Ugh. But yeah, either way. Go check Sarah out at ribbonfarm.com. Follow her on Twitter if you're interested in ribbon farm like stuff.
Yeah, which is hard to describe, but it's like interesting stuff as defined by whatever I think is interesting or Venkat thinks is interesting.
Nice. I mean, you definitely, like, there's the article recently about rectangles and human life.
Yeah, I did an expose on rectangles.
A rectangle
expose. How they're taking over.
So real quick, like, just summarize that article for everyone, for the audience real quick.
Yeah. So I got in this mode. I may have been kind of high, but, of just seeing all the rectangles around me. And right. I don't necessarily recommend this. And my poor mother, she read my article, and the exact same thing happened to her. She emailed me and she's like, now I'm seeing rectangles everywhere. So there might be a genetic component to this mental state, but it's just that, why are there all of these rectangles in human space and hardly any in nature? Like, it's really hard to find something rectangular in nature. And if you see something rectangular in nature, it just really looks human made. It's hard to see it's hard to accept that it might be natural. That's how rare and weird it is. And
that is fucking weird.
I know. Summarize my thoughts.
I mean, that's honestly a pretty good summary.
Yeah, that's kind of the starting point. Then I go through and try to explore things and dance around actually having a conclusion as usual.
Yeah, I mean, conclusions are for nerds. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, so if you are interested in things like that, go check out Sarah at her blog on ribbonfarm.com. If you are interested in listening to our backer podcast, patreon.com/thedamnwoods. $5 American gets you access to roughly an hour, maybe like 45 minutes to an hour and a half a week of Oz and I yelling about politics.
Awesome.
And being very, very sad routinely because politics is terrible.
Yes.
And yeah, you can find us on Twitter at TheDamnWoods, Facebook.com/TheDamnWoods, YouTube, TheDamnWoods, TheDamnWoods everywhere, forever, all the time. Nice. The Damn Woods Media Empire, forever growing, ever expanding, never ending, from sea to shining sea.
How did you come up with your name?
My God. So humorously enough, we were like, we were recording the first episode and we had no fucking idea what to say. And I think that was like it was the first one that sounded vaguely like Alaska-y, but also like, I don't know. It had damn in it. It had a swear word in it. We're like, yeah, swear words are good. I do not remember.
The law.
Yeah. That's the one. Fucking get the Judas Priest song ready. But yeah, no. So it was just this weird like moment of us being like, fuck it. I guess this is the brand. Go.
I like it. It really expresses like two nerds in Alaska, like going around doing Alaska stuff.
That's pretty accurate. It turns out actually. Especially a lot of the early, like a lot of the early videos we have, where we're recording outside doing our like our weekly promo stuff, where it was just like, it's like 30 below outside. We're just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's record. I'm not wearing a coat. Eat it.
Nice.
But yeah, that's how we came up with that. It's cool. It was a very, very stupid day.
Nice.
That was also before we got like halfway decent equipment. All kind, and we had no idea. Mm-hmm. We had no fucking idea what to say. The entire first episode is us just kind of like staring at each other over a microphone in a coffee shop, being highly confused. And we're like, we got to keep it short. No one listens to long stuff. People have like responded so much better now that we went to like, cause we tried to keep it like 25 minutes. And then we're nice. Like, no, can't go over like half an hour. No one will listen to that. And we're like, people responded way better. And we started like yelling for an hour at a time. Just like, fuck it. Cool. We'll do that. We'll do the thing that people like, and then people will like us. Good times, high five, etc.
Awesome. Anyway.
You can check us out. All the places you normally find the Damn Woods, we're there. Check back Wednesday for another episode with Sarah, where we talk about ribbon farm kinds of rectangles, probably rectangles. We'll probably talk about rectangles for an hour.
Yeah.
Which is fine. In the future, we're trying to get back on our YouTube recording schedule. So in the near future, check back for more videos. But for the moment, we're kind of on hold while we're adjusting to certain stuff. And yeah, anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for backing. Have a good day. Goodbye. I love you.